Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
There's something, it's like you are working against yourself. Very soon, whatever you want to do, you cannot do it. See, that time is against you. Have you been there that you are writing exams? You know all. You know all, but you don't have time. Yeah. Sometimes you see that now you have idea what you want to do, but your health, your age, many things are working against you. So whatever you want to do, did I give you the secret of success? Do it what? Yourself and do it now. That's the only way to do well. Do it now and do it yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hello. Because speed is a determinant. Speed is a determinant. Now in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. 9:11. You know it. Turn your Bible quickly. Bible says that speed is a determinant. It said, I returned and saw another sun, that the race is not to the swift. In other words, normally the fastest person will win the race. But sometimes something can happen. Do you understand? Yeah, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither what? Yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But what? Time and chance happening to them all. So the Bible is saying that because of time and chance, you may be strong, you may be fast, but if you don't have time, to have time is actually to be alive. If you die, you don't have time. Are you there? So anytime you are taking medication, you are buying time. Anytime you go to hospital, it's time you are buying. Hallelujah. And because of this, you need to understand that soon and very soon, it will be over, whether you like it or not. So whatever you need to do, whatever God has called you to do, as a Christian, you cannot be as though you have all the time. Are you there? Are you there? Yeah. So being slow will work against you. Tell somebody, I'm learning. Are you going to be fast? Whatever you need to do, do it and do it quickly. Jesus said to his mother in Canaan of Galilee, when they said it should turn water into wine. He told the mother, woman, what have I to do with you? My time has not come. Bible says there's time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. Quickly. Are you here? Okay. Are you there? To everything, there is what? A season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Are we under the heaven? So when you find yourself to be here, you cannot do all things all the time. Bible says that to everything, there is a season. There is a season for everything. There's a season even to become an apprentice. There's a time that you will be alive, but you can't be an apprentice. Even there's a season also to be born again. There are people who are 80 years, 70 years, they've not been to church before. Even to be born again, salvation is a door. When the door opens and you don't enter, you may be alive and will never be born again. So on earth, things are on season. Like when God was happy with Noah, you remember in Genesis chapter 8, when God was happy with Noah, he told him secret. He said, as far as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest will never cease. So time. So God said that there's going to be time. Seasons and time is what is going to. So when you are part of him, and you need to understand that you have not got all the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the seasons are going to change. Are you there? You may be alive, but the season of your life would have changed forever. So please don't be slow. If you need to learn, learn. If you need to, you have said you want to be spiritual. You want to pray. You want to fast. You want to go to the Bible school. You want to do whatever you want to do. Please, the time is what? Now. It's a mistake. And it's a mistake that we also do as pastors. We become slow in advancing. Hallelujah. In ministry. Why haven't you started your bar center? Why haven't you started your center? Why haven't you become a pastor? Why don't you have anything to do with the people of God? Why don't you have a following? When are you waiting? It cannot. You are marking time, and very soon you notice that it's over. Very soon you notice that you are not there, you are still around, but the things you want to do, you cannot do it again because time has run against you. Are you here? In John chapter 7, verse number 6, Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Hallelujah. Jesus said, knew that his time, listen to me, he had only 33 years to be around. And most of us, we are just like Jesus. Everyone, we are like products. Every product has manufacturing dates, which is your birthday. And your expiry date is your date of death. I may not know it, but as you move around, God see your expiry date at your back. Everyone has an expiry date. When will you expire? I don't know. Sometimes the thing is looking very fresh, but it's expired. Have you seen products that are looking, the container, the thing, the package is fresh, but it's expired. Yeah, that's why you see beautiful young people dead. See, I used to think that eternity is at the end of my life, or at the end of life, then there's eternity. But I learned from prophet that eternity is just stepping. Yeah, wherever you are, you can step into eternity. Eternity is left and right of life.
Yeah.
When you step left of life, you are in eternity. When you step right, if you are not in life, you are in eternity. So eternity is not in the future. Eternity can be tomorrow. So anything that you are doing, my brother, as you are going to sleep and you have bad thought of what you are going to do wrong the next day. Are you here? You are planning the girl that you want to blow.
I love him. He's here.
Sister, you have people that you want to accuse. You are planning things against. You need to be very careful. You know, the wonderful miracle that I'm always afraid of is when I see that I'm waking up. Have you noticed that you wake up? You never know when you sleep. You never know when you sleep. When you wake up, you notice that you were sleeping. But it's always okay. So what happened if I had continued? Hey! Anything you want to do, it cannot continue. Whether you have borrowed money, whether you have somebody's gold in your possession, anything you want to do, the only time you can do what you have to do is now that you are alive, you can see, you can walk. Even when you sleep, you cannot do anything. You don't even know whether you wake up. So why are you slow? Why are you slow as though you are the God over your life? You know when? No. Are you here?
Yes.
Fiona, are you listening to me? Yeah. You don't have all the time. Decide. You know what? I need to let this thing work. Are you married? Just be happy. That's your portion. You fight and fight and fight before you notice, Charlie, as someone you have become old, you notice that the better part of your life is spent. Now you have become a go-go. You become a go-go, you can the grasshopper has become a burden. You are fighting. Even, can I tell you something? Even ladies, just like men, who have 365 days in a year, they have only 12 opportunities to take seed. Only 12 opportunities within 365 days. And sometimes, the time they need to take, that's when they are fighting their husband. Then 1 month is gone. You have only 12 opportunities in 360. Sometimes when I say, God, you are amazing, I thought that maybe within the 300, you can just take a seed. You have 12 opportunities in every year. Yeah. And every year you fight. Every month you fight and the opportunities slip by. Then you are coming to me to pour water and oil on you, be praying. Like Bishop said, I will Bluetooth the baby to you. When you come, I will also Bluetooth the baby. That go, I will send it through Bluetooth. You have it. Tell somebody, don't be slow. We sometimes the way we wake up. You are like Pentium One. Pentium that is rebooting. You can even. You take more than an hour to come to yourself. Hey, you go to the washroom and you have forgotten why you have gone to the washroom.
Hey,
are you there?
Yes.
You can't be slow. Are you there?
Yes, Bishop.
Whatever you are doing, do it with speed. Finish it. Slowness causes Esau. Esau was the one loved by Isaac. He was supposed to make a venison and come for a blessing. He was dilly-dallying before those ladies that take a long time to cook rice. Before the rice was ready, the beloved was angry. I told you the story of the guy who visited his beloved. And so in the morning, so I'm hungry. So the beloved said, she's fixing some rice.
All right.
Rice will come, rice will come. Hey, 12, rice will come, rice will come. 2, rice will come, rice, 4, by 6. By the time the guy was leaving, the relationship was over. I said, hey. One rice from morning to evening.
Hey, just one.
You have said you are going to be a shepherd. You will be, even if you were doing medical course, by now you will be a specialist. You were with me in Kailicha. You have come along to CPUT. When I went to UWC, you followed me. You have come here to with Parklands, and you are still a church member. Hey! When are you going to become a shepherd? So your only scripture is John 3:16. When are you going to be loaded with scriptures? You are slow in being spiritual. You are being slow. You don't know. You don't know. You are beautiful. But the people, when they talk to you, say, As for beautiful, 100%. But when they say, let me take my time. Let me take before I say anything. You are very beautiful. You should have been listening to Bishop's messages. When you talk, people will think that everything you are saying is your own words. They don't know that you have learned it from somewhere. You don't listen. You don't read. You don't pray. You don't have your quiet time. You have become like your grandmother. Your grandmother couldn't read. She didn't go to school. But you have been to school. But you and your grandmother, the whole year, every year, she doesn't read, you also don't read. Who am I talking to?
Have you forgotten the last year you said you'll be spiritual? You will pray 12 hours. How many remember? Am I prophesying, you know? Have you forgotten that you said you will break with that boyfriend? Have you forgotten? You said this year you will be spiritual. You will pray. You will come to church. You will do your quiet time. You will be an usher. You will be in the choir. You will learn a song. Every year you say it has been 5 years. Very soon you notice that you are not even interested. Do it now. Don't say another time. Now. And by yourself, not anybody. Do it what? Now and by yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do it now and by yourself. Are you there? If you don't, that's the only way. That's the only way. You know, when we're building here, before they even came to inspect it, the building has come up. We had roof. 2 weeks. All the things that the board that we printed that they need to put it over there, we did not use it. We couldn't. By the time they came, we had finished. Hey. So, what is happening? So, yeah. Are you there? Speed is the only thing that is going to let you win. Are you here? Yeah. May you avoid this mistake.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes being slow will cause a lot of delays and cancellation, and the problems will become more.
Mm.
Are you there?
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah. It will become so complicated. You see that you have delayed. I mean, you did not go to school. Now you have given birth. You want to go to school. You want to learn a trade. It's not compatible. See that the things are not, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Even when you were 18, you couldn't do calculus. Now you are 32. You are coming to do differentiation and integration. How will you do it? You are going to do divide. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Bishop, it doesn't work.
Hmm?
Yes.
Any evil that you need to stop, the masturbation must stop now.
Now.
The boyfriend, by the time you decide, okay, now I'm stopping with the boyfriend, yeah. You see that you have HIV. You have the HIV already. What is the use of killing the snake that has bitten you?
Mm.
So I've killed the snake. So what? You're also about to die.
Mm.
Be spiritual. Whatever. Man. Look, being slow will cost you. That's why. All in the Bible, all those who did well, they moved immediately. Paul said, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He moved immediately. The first time he was prayed for by Agabus, Ananias, he received his sight. Bible said that same day he went to the synagogue and he started preaching. He started preaching. Same day. He did not wait. Even they were trying to tell him that, oh no, you just received. He said, no. That's why he did more. Everything. You see, the last time I was talking to you, don't use lightness.
Mm.
Paul never used lightness. So when I purposed to come to you, did I use lightness? Anything he wanted to do, he did it. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, he said, when you want to do something and you are not able to do, the devil is there.
Mm.
He said, I, Paul, I would have come to you once and again, but the devil hindered me. If you are not able to come to church, don't think that you are tired. The devil has visited you. The devil was with you. See, wherefore I would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered me. Anything you want to do that you are not, Satan is there, slowing you down. Don't take your time. So if you start a prayer now, don't fast today. Yeah, because, can I tell you something? Have you heard this word, gestation? Those who have been to school, what is gestation? Hmm? You've not been to school? Or you were taught English in Zulu? They use Xhosa in teaching you. What is gestation? Scientific term for being. You don't understand, you see. Huh? What is gestation? Is it not the period between conception and delivery? Yeah, gestation is fixed. Do you understand? So when human beings, our gestation is 9 months. Is that not it? Or you did not know that one too. Ah, but even this one, if you are an art student, you should know this one. If anything below 9 months is premature, baby.
Okay.
Okay, write it. Now you know.
Thank you.
You were 9 months in your mother's. How can you not know this? Hey. So I'm trying to show you that the delay is going to destroy you because gestations are fixed. If it's going to take 9 months for a baby to be delivered, then the time you take seed and the time you give birth is related.
Yeah.
So as you are delaying, are you there?
Yes, Bishop.
As you are delaying to sow your seed, you are delaying your own harvest. Because the gestation is fixed.
Yeah.
So anytime you are slow, anytime, you see, sometimes, anytime you are slow, you don't know that the devil is trying to corner you into cancellation. Sometimes, what do you call it? Construction workers, engineers, they will do concrete. So we are leaving it. They need to leave it for a specific time for the concrete to cure. Mm. Okay. It's like, we cannot continue. We need, yeah. So when you do the concrete and when it cures for you to continue, okay, it's related.
Yeah.
So anything that you need to do that you are not doing, it means that you are delaying the progress, the continuation of whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you delay your matric, if you don't write your matric, you are delaying your entrance to the university. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Because you need your matric certificate to go to the university. Is that not it?
Yes.
So once you have not done your grade 12, it means your entrance into the university is being delayed. You cannot say, oh, it's just the matric that I have not done it. I have delayed it for 1 year. You have delayed your entry to university by 1 year. If you don't write the matric for 3 years, you can't enter into the university for 3 years. Hallelujah. Yeah. And being so, look, it's one of the demonic things, but many people don't know. The devil uses procrastination to slow you down. I will do it. I will do it, not now. Yeah. Sometimes my wife will ask me, the way you wake up, don't you get sick? I get up from the bed. I don't need to wake up gradually. Some of you wake up gradually.
Hey.
You take more than 2 hours to wake up. Hey. Then you'll be turning. Then you'll be turning. You'll be turning. Then you sleep again. Yeah. Gradually. Hey! When are you going to wake up? When I wake... I don't even... We are going. I see the spirit of procrastination being bound in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, I am not slow. Don't be slow in ministry. Don't be slow in winning souls. Don't be slow to have prayer investment. Don't be slow in becoming spiritual. Don't be slow in reading the Bible. We started Bible Project. Many of you, I told you, read one book at a sitting. Up to now, you have not done it. Up to now. Read a book at a sitting. You do 2 chapters, 3 chapters. By the time you come, you have forgotten even what you read. Then you do another 3. Then you fall. You don't even know the Bible story. I say, just put your phone off and read one book at a sitting. And read it. You are not doing it. You see, you don't know the stories in the Bible. How can God talk to you? You are being slow. You are delaying your progress. Because the Bible is the language of the Holy Spirit. And if you want God to speak to you, and unfortunately, you also say you want to be a prophet. A prophet who don't know the Bible. You are a fetish priest. What will you be prophesying? When God speaks to you, you wouldn't even know what he has said. When he tells you that this person is Abinadab, you wouldn't know that this your friend is Abinadab. A nice lady, when God tells you, don't be a Tamar, you wouldn't even know. You go for somebody to rape you because you've not read the Bible. You don't know who Tamar is. And I'm telling you, read the Bible. So, no, I want to be a prophetess. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are being slow. Don't be slow.
Are you there?
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah, but don't be slow, because it's costing you. One of the top 10 mistakes that we are making us is being slow. Reverend, right now, you are not going to be any young. When is the mega church going to come? I even want to move on and talk to her. When is the mega church going to come? I need to see your church with over 600 people in there. If not, then it's like an aborted mission, something that was going to happen that never happened. Have you noticed that thing? It's like a dough that did not have yeast. It's not, it did not agitate. It's like it's become funny. From Kolegono, you've been there. Bishop's messages, you know. Where is the big church? Being slow. Being, when are you going to be serious? Now I'm the mega church. When am I going to be spiritual and pray 100 hours? When are you going to say that I'm going to be the healer? When are you going to say that I'm going to enter into the ministry? When are you going to say that I'm going to be the person that God wants me to be? You are waiting for when? When are you going to become? And some of you already 23, 24, you said, when you grow. When are you going to grow again? When are you going to grow again? You are in the university. You are in the university, a graduate. That you are saying that when you grow. When are you going to grow? You have grown, my sister. If you make a mistake, if you are not in church, you will see your three children without fathers. You would have been to every party. So you are not going to grow. You have grown. Whatever you need to do, now, and yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there somebody you need to forgive? Forgive the person now. Is there somebody you need to say sorry to? Say it now. Is there somebody you need to bless? Say thank you to your mother. Say it now. You want to say thank you to your father? Say it now. Me, when my father died, I did not have any regret. Because me and my father were like friends. When I come, you may think that maybe it's my younger brother or my senior brother. We'll be times appellation. We'll say this and I will say. We'll be talking. Whatever. I have to say, oh, daddy, thank you. You are waiting for your mother to die before you wake up and say, Pastor, no. Say thank you. Say thank you to your mother. Call her. It shouldn't be her birthday. It shouldn't be a Christmas. It shouldn't be Mother's Day. Just call her and say, Mommy, thank you. As I'm growing, I can see that you've been through a lot for me. I don't know how I can thank you, but every day, I wish I can call you and say, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Your auntie looked after you. Call her and say, auntie, I want to say thank you for all you have done. Make them happy. Say whatever you want to say. You may not have the opportunity. Don't be slow. You want to fast? Fast now. You want to read the Bible? You want to start a branch? Start it now. You want to sacrifice when? A time will come when you even say you want to fast, we will say, hey, you don't fast, you eat and pray. We will tell you, just eat and pray. Just do the prayer. But now you can fast. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's time for everything. Now, Jesus told the people, don't say there is 4 months. Said, don't say that there's 4 months and the harvest. He said, no, lift up your eye and see the field is white and harvest is ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to anyone? Amen. I said, am I talking to anyone? Okay. Hey. You say it's our church. When I'm late, you say it's our church. Are you here or you've gone home? I see you receiving the spirit of speed. Divine acceleration. Time will not be against you. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. There are time. Even there are time for things to dance. Seasons. Seasons. Seed time and harvest time. There are times that it's just a seed time. Yeah. Elisha told Gehazi, is it time to receive offering? There are times that you don't receive anything. There are times, seasons that you are. This is the time. that you need to sow spiritual seed into your life, listening to camps. Don't be slow about it. These are the times that you need to wake up from 3 to 6, praying 3 hours, or from 12 to 3. You have prayer investment. Don't be slow about it. When? Before you notice something bad has happened. But I see God helping us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, I see God helping us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To everything, there's a season. This season that we are in, whatever we need to do, we have to do it. Are you there? Because a season will come. That's what Jesus says. Work whilst it is day, for the night cometh. A time will come. You notice that you cannot do the night. Employment can even be a night. Marriage can be a night. Pregnancy can be a night. There are so many things that can be night. The night comes. Whatever you want to preach, you can preach. Now you are alone. You are single. You can do whatever. Fast, pray, study, do whatever. Sacrifice. Are you there? Yeah. And as you do, you redeem the time. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight? Are you going to avoid the mistake of being slow? Yeah, I want you to pray that, Lord, whatever causes me to be slow, to procrastinate, to delay, to defer, and to say maybe next week, next year, another time, I'm coming to pray against it tonight. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yeah, there's a poem here I wanted to read. It will not work. Our time is up. John chapter 4, verse number 35. The Bible says, say not he, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. This is Jesus speaking. Say, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white, already to what? Harvest. Amen. And Jesus said, the time is coming, and now is. The time that is coming is now. Hallelujah. So there is nothing that needs to be delayed. I pray that you take your ministry serious. I pray that you take your training, your education, whatever you need to do, I pray that you take it very serious. In the name of Jesus. Because speed is a determinant. Tell somebody, I won't be slow. Tell another person, I won't be slow. And I don't want you to slow me down. You see, there are people that they always say that, take your time. Tell that person, anytime people, you know, there are people that can make you feel bad. Take your time. You are too serious about life. And the last time I checked, all such people don't do well. All such people who take their time. Who take their time is like, let's take our time. There's no rush. All of them, there's always missed opportunity. So another one will come on there and it doesn't come. Are you here? Yeah. So make the best of the moment. What you have is now. What you have is what you. Only you can do what you are doing. Nobody else. So whatever you want to do, start now. You want to start a business? You want to continue education? You want to start the ministry? You want to go to the Bible school? There are people that needed to go to the Bible school. Even as they wait, and now it looks like they're developing pot belly. As I saw, I said, but with this pot belly, when will you go to Ghana? I said, hey, be sure. When they finish school, I said, go to the Bible school. So, Bishop, we want to do the master's quickly. Now they have finished the master's and the pot belly has come.
Master's also.
So that the last I said, hey, so when I say, hey, Bishop,
hey.
Before you notice, you cannot even bend over your belly. Nice. You want to say yes to somebody, say yes. See, the ladies, you always think that a nicer guy than the one who is around will come. So it's like, oh, let him wait. A nicer one will come. Okay. Before you notice, all the curves have gone. Yeah, before you notice, you are no longer a guitar shape.
You are no longer Coca-Cola bottle. You become a can Coke. You become like this. Only your head. You'll be there. Yeah. Somebody loves you. He wants to pay the law, but he wants to do the right thing. Please agree on the way. Just, I am ready. My red jacket is ready. I will officiate it. We do the wedding properly. You'll be there and say that I'm waiting. You are waiting that somebody better than the one around will come. By the time the one will come, you see that you don't have waste. Your waist and you have trunk. You are like, hey! Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Even Jesus, are you there?
Yes.
He did not want to delay his death. He told you that's what you are doing. Do it quickly. When I think about that, I'm going to die and you are still sitting here. I can't concentrate. Go and do what you need to do quickly so that I can die. He told himself what you want to do quickly. When you are here and I'm thinking that you are going to, you are slow about, do it quickly. I want to die and you see that I have finished my course. You are there. You know that you need to do the right thing. You are delaying that before you notice. Bishop told a story of the lady who was waiting for the wedding gown. Look, if you cannot afford the wedding gown, we have one that is rented. I can go and show you. Let's organize your wedding quickly. You wait for this wedding gown from where? From Australia. Before you know, wedding gown will come. You are not even in church. The shame of what has happened. Are you there? Yeah, the person is ready. So you are waiting. No, you are waiting for what? You want to forgive? Forgive now. Don't wait for your partner to die. I'm told that people who cry a lot at funerals, sometimes they did not say sorry or they were fighting. It's not like the death. It's like, oh, I should have just made peace.
That's it.
Say sorry. You want the person to die before you cry that, oh, I should have. No, whatever. Do it. What?
Now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I pray that we'll avoid this mistake.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I don't want to be slow.
I don't want to be slow.
Tell another person, I don't want you also to be slow.
I don't want you also to be slow.
Because sometimes when you are around and all the people are slow, you wouldn't even know that you are slow because everybody is slow.
So, Bishop,
do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you are doing, it becomes like you are doing something too much. Not knowing that everybody is slow. Yeah, you need to change your company.
Change
your company. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. You are going to become a dancing star. We have waited after now. He said, oh, Pastor, I'm part of it. Next week I will dance. When they come, you are not there. You want to sing in the choir? There's one song that we said, learn. How long are you going to take? By the time you learn the song, cry, we have forgotten why we asked you to learn the song. By the time you learn the song, when you say, Pastor, what are you? We have moved on. We are gone. You are not ready. You have started from Genesis. We are in Ephesians. We have passed there. We are going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I want you to pray. Pray for yourself before you leave tonight. I want you to pray. Lift your voice to God and say, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of slowness. Whatever works against me, acquiring that spirit of swiftness, being fast and to obey, being fast to obey. The thing you will do, but when will you do it? The speed with which you do it. Are you there? The speed with which every spirit of procrastination, every spirit of delay, we pray and cancel it. May we have divine speed, divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to talk to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mo kabando roshikiba. Ey, yabalibo, shibroli, barionde, limosa, brondi, limahata.
Hey, yabala babari babari baya. Mo shantoli aha. Oh, to everything there is a season and there is a time. Oh, yes, to every purpose under the heaven. Lord, may I not miss my visitation. May I not miss my visitation. I pray in the name of Jesus. Mo tabando rosh. Lema ande hatasa. Rokataha limosa. Baronde liba. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray. My God, that we will not miss our visitation. As individuals, as people, as a church, oh yes, as a council, as a denomination, we pray for your divine timing. Oh yes, oh God, Mahataya Baraba, Motabando Roshikiba. Oh yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the seasons and the time, oh, that you set, oh God, in your purpose for us. May we, oh God, fulfill every one of it. We pray in the name of Jesus. Mota bando ronde libaha. Ma shanta riando roshikiba. Hallelujah. Are you here? Listen to me. Being slow is what takes you out of the will of God. The will of God, I don't want to go into it. It's time related. That's why the Bible talks about redeeming the time. You can be slow. A story of a very, prophetic man. I know you know him, Rick Joyner. When he wrote The Final Quest, he said before he wrote it, the Lord had ministered to him. He wrote it as Morning Star Bulletin First. But he said before he compiled it as The Final Quest, the Lord told him, will you do it? Or I should move into the next person. He said he was the sixth person. He told him that you are already 5 months or something behind schedule. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know that the difference between the birth of John the Baptist and that of Jesus was 6 months? God deals with time. If Elizabeth had been pregnant earlier or late, it would be out of time. God deals with time according to the time of God. At the age of 21, there's something God wants you to do. 22, specifically, there's in the books of heaven, in the annals, everything concerning your life has to do with time. And some of us, we are 30, but we have not even fulfilled what we are supposed to do at 21. I'm telling you. So some of us need to redeem the time. You need to pray that, Lord, do something. May I not be behind schedule. May I move at the impulse of your instruction. Let me be at the right place at the right time. Let me do even as you say. May I have timely obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may obey, but you may obey too late. That is why the breast milk does not work when you already grown. When you see a grown man drinking breast, it's for something else. It's not for the breast milk. If from age 0 to 6 months, if you don't take the breast milk, after that, it's useless. Yeah. There is you can have the breast milk in quantity, in gallons, but you are old. It doesn't work. Are you there?
Yes.
There is time. When you get born again and you don't read the Bible, after a certain time, you notice that you become a funny Christian. You become a funny Christian. It's like the breast milk. You do not get it. You become funny. The first 6 months of your salvation is the most important. That's why the people who are getting born again in your percentage, you cannot allow that 6 months to go without turning them into fruitful believers. If not, you have lost the opportunity. It may take more than 4 years for them to be serious, if ever they will be. But the first 6 months, you need to strike the iron hot. Are you there? The time. I want you to pray that, Lord, help me to observe, to be obedient, not to be slow, to do what you have me to do according to your timing. May I not miss my visitation. Help me in the name of Jesus, according to your will. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and lift your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mahatayandos, Riando, Rimo, Suta, Kaba, Ronde, Lima. Thank you, Lord. Mota balababa. Lima mama. Sobo ro limba sadeka. Oh my God. Man sham de lima hata bando ronde liba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh yes, Lord. Mo shabarababa. Remaso brando dima suta. Roca santa remohuta bande. Oh yes. Mahatala balababa. Mosha barababa ribaya. Sebron de libaba ribo. Ribaba ribo. Rimama ribo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, hear our voice, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord. We want to do your will according to your time. May we, oh God, be on time. Oh, yes, according to your timing, according to your purpose. Oh, that we obey, that we will do in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Close your eyes with me wherever you are. If you are here tonight, maybe somebody invited you or you came by yourself. You want to say, Pastor, I was born again, but something has happened. I want to rededicate my life. Or you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, but you don't want to go to hell. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. If this is what you are saying, close your eyes wherever you are and lift only your right hand. Slip it high above your head, and I'll pray with you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Keep it lifted. Lift it high above your head. God bless you. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted. We pray that the grace of God that brings salvation will be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, with your hands lifted, I want you to just move and come to me right here. Let's pray together. Come, yes. My sister, come. Come, come, come right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift your two hands to the Lord and say this prayer with me. Say it with me. Lord Jesus, tonight I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From today, I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to you. I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for the life of your dear children. We pray with them and we pray for them, that the grace of God that brings salvation will be their portion. Fill them with your spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Bless their lives. Let them never be the same. Change that which is against them. And Lord, promote them in this life. Deliver them from themselves and set them on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Let them know you. Let them love you. Let them walk with you until the very end. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Listen to me, my dear sisters. What you have done, the decision you've taken, is the best of the decisions you've taken in your life. Okay? The decision to go to school made us able to write and to read. The decision to work put food on our table. But this decision will take you to heaven one day. You will never regret it. Amen. Can you see our brother? Okay, he's going to give you a gift from our prophet and our father. The gift is a book called Born Again. It will show you what has happened to you and how you can grow in your Christian faith. Okay, yeah, so please go to them. Our brother and sister, go to them. You can do better. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. The rest of us, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every spirit that causes us to mark time, to be slow, to procrastinate, and to delay, and to defer, let it drop off us. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
We pray that we'll come into divine alignment, divine timing, into your will, Lord, into your purposes, at the right time, in the right place, with the right people. We pray in the name of Jesus that we shall be like the lady who anointed Jesus at the right time for her burial. Thank you, Lord, for what you've taught us. May we not be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Park Lands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.